Ongoing at the moment is the 9th Asian Swimming Championships here in town until the 25th. It's the first time that all four disciplines of swimming, the 50-metre pool, synchronised swimming, water polo and diving, will be contested in one competition, in one venue in the UAE, the new purpose-built stadium out on the bypass road. Organisers have been excited at the prospect of having 23 countries confirm attendance for the world-class aquatic spectacular men's water polo competition. But also international water polo and synchronized swimming competitions as well. Brandos, synchronized swimmer, ever given it a dabble or not?
Never really been tempted by synchronized swimming. I'm not particularly adept in the water, so I'll give that one a...
It's got to be you.
I'd love to give it a go. What are we talking about? Synchronized swimming, yeah.
Synchro, have you done synchro?
Great sport. I love the nose pegs and the makeup.
I'm always transfixed by the coverage at the Olympics, and of course Ben Jacobs' commentary of said events as well. So Tom Bushell, I understand that. What are you doing? You've put your speedos on. You've got your.
Well, I'm off into the pool, not to do any synchronized swimming, to watch some synchronized swimmers. Let me wander over here because I have two former Olympians here who are representing Egypt. We're talking Sarah and Heba Gawad from Egypt. They were at the Sydney Olympics and also Athens as well. Heba was at Athens. And you guys, thanks so much for coming on the grill today. Twins, I know that you both are. A fabulous Olympic career both at Sydney and Athens. Thank you so much for being here. Sarah, let me start with you. You're now coaching the sport of synchronized swimming. How is it coaching it compared to actually doing it?
Well, I've done a little bit of coaching in the past, Tom, and I love it. I love coaching. I'm also a qualified teacher, and this just combines my love of sport and teaching together, so I'm just really enjoying it.
And you guys have set up Synquatics here in Dubai, which is obviously coaching synchronized swimming. Heba, you're still actually participating in the sport as well. Have you still seen a real interest in the sport here in Dubai?
Yeah, there is, but I don't participate anymore. I quit after Athens, but now here, there's been a lot of people looking for the sport, young girls, especially after the Olympics. They got excited and they want to join. Asian Championships as well, just happening right now. There's been a lot of talk about it, a lot of buzz. We've just been amazed at the level of interest. We already have a waiting list, and we've just started literally last week, so it's incredible.
Fantastic. And as you say, the Asian Swimming Championships are going on at the moment in Dubai. Let's wander into the pool, because you know that the grill has been on air for over a year now, and we've never had guests in this pool. So we'll walk down. If you're listening now, you'll know the pool we mean, at the top here at Barasti. If we walk down into the water, I don't know how warm or cold that is, but we are going to, Heba's going to demonstrate for the grill panelists and everyone else here at Chris McCarty's got his camera out. We're going to demonstrate exactly how synchronized swimming should be done. Now, I appreciate the pool here is a little bit shallow, maybe shallower than normal, but how will Heba cope with this? The hat is going on now, Sarah.
Well, basically, she's just wearing what you need for synchronized swimming is a swimming cap, which she's wearing now, goggles, and a nose clip, which every synchronized swimmer must have. We found loads in Go Sport and Rip Curl if you're looking for one to come join us. And she's going to just demonstrate a solo. We've got her synchronized swimming solo, duet, and team. A solo is a one swimmer, and that's what she'll be doing now.
Okay. Well, let's just wander down into the water ourselves just a little bit. Let's get our feet wet. We're standing on the side here, but I'm sure we can get in. I sadly can't go all the way in because microphones and leads and all of that. It's quite warm, actually. It's fine, isn't it? How cold was the water when you were, at Sydney or Athens, would you say?
It was very cold. I think there's a standard temperature that they have to maintain just so that you don't feel lazy in the water. And for us, it was always a little bit cold. I remember once we went to an international competition in Switzerland, and there was literally, it was an open air pool in the winter, and there was ice at the bottom of the pool. It was crazy.
I myself was swimming in Switzerland in the summer in one of the lakes, and it is cold. Anyway, Heba, you look like you want to get going. You look like you want to warm up. Get in the pool. Sarah, just guide us through a few of these moves that we've all seen when we watch the Olympics, and we're fascinated when we see synchronized swimming, but a lot of us just do not know what's going on. So do tell us what Heba is performing for us right now.
Okay, well, basically she's doing a lot of hand and leg movements, and all is manipulated by her arm movements. So it's all really controlled by her body, her flexibility, her range of motion, and her control and master of the water. So there's different sculling techniques that you have to use, and that's what we teach. We teach those sculling techniques to control the water as much as possible. now because it's not a really deep pull. She's doing a lot of arm and leg movements that are on the surface rather than upside down. She does a lot of spins, as you can see. And
in your head, when you're going through all these moves in the water, what's going through your head? How do you actually kind of coordinate yourself in your head and think to yourself, right, my leg needs to go there, my arm needs to go there? Do you have a picture of yourself? How is it, or is it done by numbers? How do you think it through in the water?
Well, the first thing what we normally do is choose the theme, and then choose the music according to the theme. So a theme could be clowns, or it could be something abstract like oppression. So it's quite artistic in that sense. And once you've chosen your theme and your music, then you start counting the music, and you start doing movements depending on music. There's a lot of technique involved in terms of balancing out arms and leg movements. You have to swim certain lengths in the pool, do a number of lengths, and there's specific requirements that need to be met so that you're qualified to a professional level.
And at an event like the Olympics, what move here gets the most points? What impresses the judges the most?
Certainly double leg stuff, so things where both your legs are out of the water, both arms are out of the water, that's probably harder. But also with team events, you got all these amazing lifts that really impresses. You've got lots of spins are really impressive as well, because the number of spins you do also adds to how good you are. So yeah.
Heber, is the water okay? Is it all right? It's salty. It's seawater. Well, we'll not keep you in there all night, but just a couple of final notes. Obviously, if anyone wants to get involved with Synquatics, what's the best way to go about finding out more information?
We've got a Facebook page, so it's www.facebook.com/Synquatics. You can also contact me or email me directly, sarah@synquatics.com, or you can phone me 055-448-5381 for Sarah.
And in terms of getting into the sport and picking it up, is it an easy sport to pick up, or does it take quite a long time to coach these people that are new to it to get up to the standard, which, you know, you would suggest they are good?
It takes a long time to master or to get to a certain level, and people underestimate the sport. They think it's quite just dancing is in the water, but no, it's a very challenging sport, very demanding, but at the same time really enjoyable. We've had such positive feedback because you've got music, you've got the artistic side, but also the technical side. It's very challenging in that sense, but in a good way.
And any of the grill panelists that you've seen today, Chris McCarty there, Damian Brandy, Tom Urquhart, Mark Archer, myself, any of us, do you think we could get away with a bit of synchronized swimming? Do you think we could maybe put a team together?
Yes, it's open for boys as well and for men. We've got certainly a lot of adults, female adults asking us to open up a class for them, so maybe if we have enough numbers, we'll do a boys one.
There you go, Arch, well, good place to meet some girls. Right, Sarah and Heber, thank you so much for coming down and showing us what synchronized swimming is all about. We'll get some photos up on the Dubai 103.8 website as well tomorrow, and thank you so much, and best of luck with Synquatics as well. It's great to have that another sport to get involved in here in Dubai.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Tom. Back to you.
Come on, Bush, get in.
I can't get in.
Bush, come on.
I've got microphone leads and all sorts. It would
come
be dangerous.
On. We can commentate on it.
You big and clever over there on your stage.
I'll get Ben over and he can commentate on the whole thing.
All right. Yeah,
I think you've got a bit of explaining to do. There's a huge security guard behind you as well, who's never seen anyone in that pool in the last 18 years. So
he fancies a bit of synchronized swimming himself. The water level will go up very quickly.
You always need it. You can say that to him. Look at the size of him.